NBC Sports will be broadcasting the Super Bowl this Sunday from Tampa, along with the familiar voices of Al Michaels, John Madden, and Bob Costas providing the action. Will be sideline reporter Andrea Kramer. Earlier this week, WMNF spoke with Kramer, who worked at ESPN for 17 years before becoming part of NBC's Sunday Night Telecast in 2006. We asked her if she enjoys her job, which sometimes doesn't get a whole lot of respect from viewers and critics.
Well, I always hearken back to the first conversation that I had with Al Michaels after I got the job. And I sat with him and I said, what can I do to make your broadcast better? And he said, you are literally and figuratively someplace that I'm not. You see things, you hear things, and you observe things that we can't, sitting up here in the booth, bring us that. And that's what this job entails. What you have to understand, and having a production background, I do understand this, is that you got to go within the flow of the game, which means you may have this great report that you're going to give, and it's first and 10, and all of a sudden it's second and 17, and before you know it, it's third and 20, and you're not getting on because you were supposed to get there, and you know the series of downs is over. So you have to understand how it works in the flow of the game. I think that there are stigmas that exist for the position that are unfair, but I'll tell you one funny story. At our Carolina New York Giants game this year, I was standing on the sideline on the Panthers side, and John Casey was lining up for a field goal, a long field goal, and I just happened to say, and my producer heard, I go, oh my God, it's really windy down here, and the wind is blowing towards the direction, and he goes, all right, can you go on with that? So I, you know, formulate my thoughts really quickly, get the report on, and about 2 minutes later, kick wide left right towards me, and Al's like, you know, just like Andrea just told us. And that's the raison d'etre, that's the whole purpose of trying to have somebody that's down there, is to bring the perspective that is on the field.
Do you have bigger dreams? Would you like to do play-by-play or even color?
You know, at this point in my career, you don't want to say never, but I do think that if you're going to do those jobs, that you should work your way up through them. I mean, you shouldn't just be offered the job. I mean, you should work your way up. And I had some opportunities early in my career, and it wasn't the right time for that. So I think that at this point, you know, trying to make the most out of this job and the other things that I have as well is the way to go for me.
Is sports casting, is it sexist at all? I mean, what's that like for a women's broadcaster these days?
Well, I think that I've always maintained that there is a double standard that exists, where there's less margin for error for women, and you always have to be right. And if a guy messes up a name, then whatever, he messed it up. But if a woman, see, she doesn't know what she's doing. So it just puts more of a premium on being right all the time, which I don't think is a bad thing. But the only way to get by the stereotypes is just to keep doing it, quote-unquote, the right way. And hopefully there's enough women out there that are doing that and are making it easier for the people that come after us.
Have you ever worked a Super Bowl before?
As a game broadcaster?
Yeah.
Not as a game broadcaster, but this is my 20th Super Bowl that I've been at. So I know what the Super Bowl's like, but it's certainly different when you are broadcasting the game. And it's great. I mean, it's a great thing to be able to have.